Hi, my name is John Kim. I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth many years ago, and I've been documenting my journey ever since, sharing my life lessons and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical, with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. Do you want this relationship and why? I know it sounds obvious, but this is a question I ask clients, especially clients who either have gone through infidelity or, you know, something. Maybe the relationship is abusive. Maybe there's a pattern of being in relationships that are lopsided, where people are going above and beyond and partners are not returning. And I will just flat out ask, why are you in this? And I preference by saying, you know, I mean this sincerely. I'm not telling you to get out of the relationship. That is not my call. Together, we will process and hopefully come to some answers, conclusions, or not. I don't know. But why are you in this? And 97% don't have an answer. They'll say, well, you know, he's really nice, or she's understanding, or you know, all of these things that kind of imply that it's not horrible, or you know, they're not always this way, but it's never like, well, I'm in love with this person, or this person is magic and what we have built is amazing, or you know, there isn't certainty. You know, there isn't like, well, I know exactly why I'm with this person. It's because X, Y, and Z. It's usually like kind of lukewarm. Well, you know, we have a history. I've known this person for a while. We have children, or you know, he or she or they are a good person, you know. And I think by asking this question, it gets people to really think and evaluate why they're in something. I think we've been programmed since before we can drive that in life, you go to school, you get a good job, and you head toward marriage, you know. And if it's not marriage, then finding a partner. No one really applauds singlehood, right? And if you're single, then it's a temporary thing. You know, eventually you will find someone. That's kind of the thing, is like, I will be in a relationship. And I think because of that, we've been programmed to put relationships up high. And so when we get into a relationship, we don't think about why we're in it, if we even want to be in it. It's just something we do, you know? And so to ask someone, why are you in this? It's a bit shocking. It kind of, it slices. It gets people to really think of why they're in this. And also, you know, I got to say, over time, maybe when you got into the relationship, it was amazing and you had certainty and you could tell me exactly why you're in this. But over time, things have faded, or people have changed, or you have outgrown your person. And I don't really like that your person thing. I know it's romantic and cute, but it's, I don't know, it's just anything that implies possession is, I don't know, cringy to me. But yeah, maybe people have outgrown each other, or people have drifted, and it's okay. It's okay to be at a place where you don't know, you know? I think what's important is honesty. And so when it comes to infidelity, you really have to be honest with yourself. Do you want to be in this relationship, and why? If you don't have an answer, that's okay, but you have to start there and decide for yourself if you want to be in this. A lot of people who get cheated on, have been cheated on before, and it almost becomes this, like, well, it happened before, I have in this other relationship. Like, almost like it's kind of the standard, you know? And also, when you've been cheated on, there's a high chance that you internalize, especially if you've been cheated on many times, and you may believe that this is all you're worth. Like, you may believe that this is what you deserve. You don't deserve better, you know? And whether that belief is buried in your subconscious or it is on the surface, I don't know. But many internalize and feel like, well, this is all I can get, you know? I'd rather be in this than nothing. And then what happens? Well, it happens again. Or, and if it's not infidelity, then it's being in a relationship where you are not heard, seen, validated. And then, you know, it's like you're just repeating history. And then that repetition amplifies. It cements that false belief that you don't deserve better. And then you are creating your own prison. So my question to you is, do you want to be in this relationship? Bring the power back to you. Bring it back to you. Do you want to be in this, and why? And if you do, that's okay as well. And why do you want to be in this relationship? Maybe you've busted your ass, and maybe what you guys have built is amazing. And maybe there are other things in the relationship that you value. Maybe this is the best relationship that you've ever been in. You know, I mean, I don't know. Just because there was cheating doesn't mean all the time that the relationship is horrible and people are being dishonest. Infidelity, like I said in episode one, it's complicated. There are layers, and every situation is different. So do you want to be in this relationship? And then also, why? Why do you? And if it's because you believe deep inside that you don't deserve better, or if it's because you feel that you are too old, it's a real thing. I get it. In our world, you know, once you're, 50 plus, it's hard, you know, and maybe you don't want to live alone. And maybe that's a legit fear. And maybe, you know, the idea of like dating again or getting on dating apps, and like maybe all of that is not the kind of life that you want. Okay, you know what? That's something to consider. But age or feeling like you're too old is not a reason, I don't think it's enough to be in something that isn't supportive, healthy, empowering, you know, encouraging growth. Encouraging both people to grow, encouraging evolution. I mean, what's the point of doing life with someone if that's not the case? Is it just to have meals with someone? Is it just to have a body next to you when you're sleeping? I think a lot of people get really comfortable with that, and they don't require much more. So why do you want to be in this relationship, and why? If you have valid answers, and if you genuinely want this relationship, because here's the other thing, if you don't ask yourself that question, you can just like default to, well, my partner cheated, they need to earn my trust back, I'm going to wait. And I'm pissed, and I will try to forgive, but I'm waiting, earn my trust back. You fucked up, and now you need to pay for it. You know, like that positioning, I've seen it so many times, will not work. That will not work. That's not going to get two people to heal from infidelity and really trust again, right? That's just you waiting and rubbing the other person in the spilled milk, their face in the milk, over and over, and you waiting, and you waiting. That's not loving someone. So the reason why you want this has to be big. It has to be substantial for you to say, okay, I'm not just going to wait. for him or her to earn my trust back. I want this. I'm going to fight for this myself, right? So I know I didn't cheat. I get it. But you're also 50% of this relationship. And maybe there are things that you can do, right? So going back to what I said in episode one, to heal from infidelity and two people to really, I think, make it to the other side, you almost have to reestablish, rebuild. I mean, obviously you have to, rebuild trust, but like rebuild the dynamic of the relationship. And that requires both parties. It's not just one person waiting and then the other person who cheated, feeling shitty, apologizing, and doing everything, jumping through a million hoops. That's not going to work. It's two people who really are willing to work on this together and then be transparent and do it with each other. So they're not doing it separately. They're touching base. They're holding hands. They're expressing where they're at, what's hard for them, what's not. And that's how you heal from this, is you see it as this a thing outside of the relationship that has come, and both of you now wanting to create a new dynamic, start over, build something more sustainable. And that's what it takes. And this is why most relationships don't survive infidelity. Most do not. Very few. Couples who come and see me, there's cheating. And then when I notice their responses to that, and if I notice just a ton of defensiveness or one person waiting, holding the cheating over, the person's head, sometimes they come around, but 9 out of 10, I'm like, okay, this is not going to work. And they're just wasting time and money. So why do you want to be in this? Be honest with yourself. Or actually, do you want to be in this? And if so, why do you want to be in this? And if you don't want to be in this, if you've come to the realization that, you know what, I don't want to be in this, then you also have to honor that for yourself. And you have to not sweep it under the rug, but look at it, And you may be in a place where you don't know what to do. You may be in a place where, I don't know where to live. It's going to drastically change my life. Like, you may not be ready to execute, but it's something you have to feed, and feeding it will grow, and eventually you will be ready. But it can't be something you ignore. And this isn't just for you. It's also for your partner. It's not fair to your partner that you don't want to be in this, and you are just being in it to punish the other person, or because you don't want to be alone, or you feel like you're getting older for whatever reason.